let's stick with transportation for our next story as well. Call it the final commute. A funeral home in Copenhagen is offering a unique new service for transporting you to your final resting place. Sounds tailor-made for this week's Sideways Glance. That's where we carve out some time for our quirkier stories here on The World. And here's our master of the Sideways Glance, Clark Boyd.
The Danes love their bikes. Official stats indicate that more than half of all Copenhagen residents commute to work and school daily by bike. In a year, they log enough miles in total to get to the moon and back. Twice. In the parks, you see tiny kids barely able to walk, tearing around on push bikes. And parents use larger cargo bikes to ferry kids, groceries, you name it.
We do that a lot in Denmark. It's normal in Denmark to drive around like that.
Meet Silla Kongstad. She's been transporting her kids by cargo bike for 13 years.
It's quite normal for me to transport people around in these bicycles.
Now, here's the deal. Silla Kongstad's not just a parent, and she's not just a resident of the Danish capital. She just happens to also be one of the few female funeral directors in Copenhagen. And a few months ago, she was looking at pictures of old, stylish, horse-drawn hearses. And, okay, you know where this is going, right?
I think they look so beautiful. And then I got the idea you could take this design, the look that they had, and put it into a bicycle.
As in life, so shall it be in death, right? Kongstad teamed up with a local bike shop, and 4 months later, Copenhagen's first bicycle-powered hearse has now hit the streets. Kongstad calls it her baby, and she unveiled it 4 days ago.
There has been so much talk about this just today. People stopping me, I want to take my last ride in this one. It is something that makes sense for people.
Kongstad's not the first to think of a bicycle-powered hearse. A quick online search yields a few funeral homes in Britain that have tried it, and one in Eugene, Oregon. But Kongstad's design is truly special. Her bicycle, it's really a tricycle hearse, is made of shiny yet stately black metal. The coffin sits in front under a specially designed black canopy with gold highlights. For the past few days, Kongstad's been wheeling it around the city as local TV stations film it.
Good morning, and welcome to Good Morning Denmark.
Danish TV's signature morning program usually broadcasts from the Tivoli Amusement Park and Gardens during the summer. Kongstad was on yesterday morning, and it was all a bit surreal.
I actually put a coffin in the bicycle because I was in the Danish television and they wanted a coffin in. It was not a problem at all to drive it. Actually, it was easier when it was heavy.
To be clear, that was an empty coffin. The bicycle hearse will be put into service officially this weekend. The deceased will get a final ride around a Copenhagen cemetery while a family member follows behind playing some music. Can't you almost hear a New Orleans-style funeral procession, but on bikes? As for me, I ride my bike to and from work almost every day. Not that I think it'll matter much at that point, but I'd be happy to let someone else log those miles after I've shuffled off. And it might be nice to take a final tour, not to work, of course, but maybe a few stops at my favorite Boston watering holes. You know, for the mourners, not for me. Cheers. For The World, I'm Clark Boyd.
Yes, we do have a picture of the bicycle hearse at PRI.org. And yes, it's a pretty sweet final ride.